Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It is the Mike Calda Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. Good morning, everybody. It is Friday, February 18th, 2021, and we are coming to you live. Oh, man. I started watching a video before the show started, like when the intro was playing.
Yeah.
And it was like an altercation on the streets outside of a bar, and one guy stabbed another guy.
Ooh.
I don't even see the stabbing happen. You just see the blood coming out of nowhere. I don't ever want to be stabbed.
No, sliced.
I got stabbed in the hand one time.
Ugh.
With a fork.
I don't want to be stabbed, but I also don't want to have what happened. This Spanish, did you show him the video?
No, I haven't even looked yet.
The video that you sent me.
No. I didn't.
What is
there
that?
Is a video, and it's some sort of horse race, like in Mexico or somewhere like that. And this horse goes by, and I mean, horses full speed are just burning, and it's a massive animal. So there's a bunch of people on the sides, and they're all cheering and going crazy for it and stuff. Well, this one girl, I don't know whether the horse dropped something or there's something in the trail, but, like, they're literally on either side of this trail, and she leans forward to pick it up, and another horse just locomotive comes and nails her right in the head with a hoof, and she's just out. She's out, and her head is bleeding, and everyone there is just screaming, like, none of them are helping at all. They're just, freaking out.
I just showed him just now while you're
It is brutal.
I love sharing those with Galvin.
Anyway, good morning. How's everybody doing tonight? It's Friday.
Good. Yeah.
Good. Is Carmen there?
Carmen is here.
Carmen, I got to talk to you about something. I'm going to tell you right out of the gate, this is not your fault.
Okay.
This is not your fault. I feel like Robin Williams, Matt Damon. Carmen, it's not your fault. It's not your fault.
What did I do?
No, it's not your fault.
Okay.
Somebody's fault, but I doubt that it's your fault.
Okay.
A woman yesterday, who no doubt is listening to the show today, is so frustrated with the fact that I don't know whose job this is. I don't know whose job it is on the show. I don't know whose job it is on the station. And I don't know whose job it is to follow the continuity on the entire station. But there is a woman who is so upset with the inconsistency of the replays on this show, that she was willing to buy a cameo yesterday so that I could yell at you and tell you all the problems with the cameo.
Oh, Jesus.
I declined the cameo, and I asked her to email me so I could take care of the situation, and she's insisted on giving me the money for a charity. But I explained to her, I don't know if I explained to her yet, but I know that this is not you.
No, so I do schedule overnights, but it's always the show prior. So yesterday's show should have played this morning from 1 to 5.
I feel like the best way for us to handle these things is on the air.
Mm-hmm.
I could have called you yesterday at noon, but I figured it'd be better. Okay, so I'm going to read her email right now so we can figure this out, okay?
Okay.
Overnight shows are at best a crapshoot. Who does the overnight? Now, the overnight shows you're saying are yesterday's show.
Yes.
Okay, which makes sense.
Right.
It's just a replay of
Tuesday,
like today. Yeah.
Tuesday, Monday will play, Wednesday, Tuesday will play, so on and so forth.
I'm a huge fan of the show, and I try to listen in the mornings. I have worked two jobs, blah, blah, blah. I'm consistently in and out of my work truck, so I never get to listen to an entire segment, but look forward to listening at night when I'm driving. God bless you, lady. Initially, I called the show years ago and actually spoke to Carmen when she answered the phone. Unfortunately, she denied that there were any problems. There was the same show was playing four nights in a row. Now, I know that you're not doing that.
Right.
But why would that happen?
So that could be a technical error where if they update wide orbit, which is the system that we use, sometimes the carts get stuck. So I have to go in and manually delete each and every single cart and then re-enter them.
Oh, so how would you know, though?
I wouldn't unless someone tells me until, which is when this lady calls and starts yelling that it's
okay,
the same.
But that's the problem. It's not your fault, but that's the problem. There needs to be some way for, is there an overnight board op or something?
No. So, and that's another reason why we play our show, because our show is one of the only ones that's long enough to fill that gap overnight. And I actually even have to put in the after show, which is a replay of news.
Yeah. Oh, so that's why you might be getting back-to-back segments.
So if someone says, like, oh, I just heard news 2 hours ago, news is back on, it's because we replay news for the after show, and I put the after show in some of the carts. So it's not necessarily the show's replaying. You're getting what we actually do from 6 to 11 every morning.
All right. So far we're getting to the bottom of this, Carmen. Right.
And Carmen, correct me if I'm wrong, but if there's timing issue and people keep putting in like the same cart to fill up time, and they don't tell us, then it's going to be the same clip over and over again.
Well, that's another reason why we started using the after show in the filler segments so that doesn't happen.
Right.
So we're doing a replay of the replay of the replay.
Yep. Yes.
Okay.
We've inceptioned our replay.
Yeah. Okay, so this woman says that there was one time where she called in and talked to me and we fixed it.
Right.
Then she said, unfortunately, Sunday mornings were never fixed. About the third and fourth segments are replayed back to back, and then it just ends. In the last month or so, there have been a few nights where the commercials just replay over and over. I say it's at least 10 minutes, but actually I just give up and turn it off. Well, that's probably during one of our long breaks.
So this is the only thing that I have to say is that this is the only woman that's catching this problem. I feel like if this problem was actually happening at the consistency that she says it is, more people would know because she's not the only truck driver that listens.
I feel like she is listening on a consistent basis. And she hears it.
But a lot
where other guys are just here. Yeah, I don't know.
I think we should hire this woman.
Yeah, as I'm saying, she's in charge of continuity.
And you got it, this is my only thing, is because we do have, like, our staple segments with Sporkle and news and stuff. So if she just hears the opener of Sporkle and she's like, oh, this again? We do that every day. So you have to listen a little and know that it's a new show.
All right, I get what you're saying, Carmen. I get it.
And like I said, if this was actually happening, I do feel that more people would address the problem or bring it to our awareness.
I'm sorry if you already said, but did she say if she's listening on the app or on the radio?
Right.
She did not. I would assume the app, but
that
I don't
might
know.
Be where
the app is always glitching.
It's a little wonky, and it's different for everybody.
Yeah, the app is like a completely different thing.
Yeah.
And it depends on where you get the app from.
Right.
Yeah, and if you downloaded it, sometimes you have to delete it and re-download it.
I have an announcement.
Joe's got a new patch.
Laura has been named the director of continuity for Cox Radio.
Okay.
Actually, just for the Mike Howe the show.
Welcome to the team.
Yeah, she will work closely with Carmen and Spanish.
Oh, no.
I'm in.
And she will report to us and let us know the findings that are... But we are going to need to have her to have somebody back up her story at least once.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like Carmen's saying, she could just be nuts.
Right.
And I don't think you are, Laura. I'm just saying, we need to find out.
She may not be understanding exactly what's going on, like Carmen said. You know, that may be a possibility. She may be 100% right, or it may be 1, 2, 3, Sporkle. Oh, I just heard this. Well, we do it every day.
And the thing is like, if you bring this to my attention, or like, if you say, like, Monday has been playing every single night this week, all you got to do is tell me. I'll go in, delete every single cart manually, and refill that. That normally solves the problem.
This, without getting too deep into this, are you guys using a rotator cart, or are you using different carts every time you do it?
No, they're the same carts that I refill every single night.
That's the problem.
Really?
That's the problem right there, yes. That's the problem right there, is because you're using the same carts, and it's not your problem. It's not your fault. But I know now a little bit of that stuff from putting the imaging in, that stuff doesn't show up or old stuff shows up. There's a problem with that system.
Right. Yeah. And the problem is it, when they reboot Wide Orbit, sometimes it reverts back to
fixed
those.
It. It was the lug nut.
So it's just one of those things. But,
we need to get some ball bearings in there.
But like, you don't have to delete the carts every single time.
Right.
It's just sometimes when this happens, then you delete them, and then
I'm getting bored.
By the way, while we're talking about technical issues, does anybody feel like the beach is in their ears right now? I feel like while you guys are talking, it's just going back and forth.
Let's see if you hear it.
No, there it's totally fine.
I think you might have been hearing the AC.
No, it's like whenever, maybe, I don't know.
It's off now. It kicked on and kicked
off. Okay, then very maybe strong. It was in your microphone because, I was hearing you, like, phasing from left to right. It was very weird.
Is Carmen on the phone? Because
yes.
I'd like to point something out. Carmen?
Yes.
Excellent answering. Way to be on top of the situation. You weren't even making up excuses. I can tell. When you ask a question and somebody goes, well, that could be...
Right.
Yeah.
Giving you a little BS.
Yeah, Karma was like, nope. Yeah. Rattle, rattle, rattle. Rattle, rattle, rattle. Zing, zing, zing. Rattle, rattle.
Because this has happened.
I'm very impressed with that.
Well, yeah, because this has happened before, and it's a very easy fix when it's brought to our attention, but the problem is...
All right, let's not get cocky. I'm just saying,
it can be fixed.
Yeah. Carmen's working very hard.
I agree.
By the way, Carmen just stood up and did the suck it sign, so...
Oh, yeah, in your face,
While we're talking about technical stuff, geez, why can I not say technical?
It's a tough one.
Is this the new patch? Is this the shot from your GoPro that we're seeing right now? Or is
No.
That did not happen. That was a total fail yesterday, Galvin.
Well, no.
Listen to me.
You were going to do it, though.
Listen to me. I am going to tell you something that is going to shock you, Galvin. I left the studio yesterday. I went and took a long shower, came out, went in my living room, and started watching.
Dried you off.
I wish.
Came in my living room and started watching WandaVision. And all of a sudden, I heard the beep of the door. And these two come walking in. I go, I didn't know you guys were still here. Joe had been here working on it the whole time.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And nearly destroying the studio.
And what was the final product?
So Joe said he had to take it home, possibly download a driver.
A patch.
But wait,
I did some research as well. And evidently... there needs to be a driver installed in order to make it a webcam.
You have to do the upgrade.
You have to do the upgrade on that specific model.
Maybe Laura can be our driver.
Maybe. And now are you able to do that, you think?
Of course. I just all we need is
SD card. Okay. So far, Joe's on. I'll let you know when he fails,
but
so
far he's on.
Let's go to Donna. Donna, good morning. You're on the Mike Calda Show.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And couldn't they just not play the rerun again? You know, the... and also, one time they were...
Well, wait, I don't know what you mean. Not play the rerun. What are you saying?
The
after show.
When you say after the show, after show. Couldn't they play something else? And also, when they were doing Ask the Dom, they played the two guys that called in, and then the black guy called in and was talking about the police thing when he was filming them. He was taking pictures of them doing something. And they played they stopped it. They played Galvin's letter.
Laura also said that. Laura said that they stopped the segment and something else played in the middle of it.
Oh. Yeah. That's on the after show. Now that's... Yeah.
That was during the Dom show when they played the black man. And then they played Galvin's letter. And then they came back on to your show.
All right, I'll figure out what that problem is, Donna. Thank you.
Thank you.
Meetings.
Hey, hang on.
I'm not going to the meeting.
When Donna said black man twice in the call and called it Galvin's letter, she doesn't seem credible.
No. Donna's legit. Donna's the one that made fun of the fishing show. She knows. She knows the station.
Right.
Let's go to Jeff. Jeff, good morning. You're on the Mike Calda Show.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Great show as usual.
Thanks.
And I just want to let you know I'm a truck driver. And I listen to the app every day. So your app is on point 99.9% of the time.
Wow.
Because if I can't catch the show in the morning, then what I'll do is when I'm out working at nighttime, I'll listen to the app, and it starts around 12:30, 1 o'clock, and I get the whole show. And it's always from, like, it'll say it'll be Monday's show on Tuesday, and you know, vice versa, whatever. But it's always correct. Very seldom is it not right.
Hmm. Question, are you listening to the replay on the app, or you're listening live on the app to the overnight replays that we broadcast on the radio station?
Spanish, I listen to both.
Okay. Whoa, this guy's dedicated.
I'm out of state, so...
So both work properly?
If I can listen during the day, then I'll listen live on your app.
Okay.
But if I can't catch you because the way my time is and I'm sleeping... And then I'm riding at nighttime. Then I'll catch the replay starting at 12:30, 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
God bless you, Tyler.
And it plays from your Monday show will be on Tuesday morning, however you want to look at it, until you guys come in or Slater comes on at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Thank you. All right.
All right. I got it. Thank you, Jeff.
It's 99.9% on point. Right. Very seldom is that messed up.
All right.
I get that.
So now we just need to figure out what that lady's listening to.
Well, Jeff's going to fight Laura at the punch.
No.
Jeff, are you okay? He's all right.
Let's go to line three. Good morning. You're on the Mike Calta Show. Hello.
Hey, this is Cecil. Yes.
Are you saying Cecil or Diesel?
No, he's saying Cecil Carter Diesel.
Yes. Awesome.
My bad, sir. Go ahead, Cecil. Because I refuse to call somebody Diesel, so I just said line three, but I'm happier to know that it's Cecil.
Right.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Cecil. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Well, I am a truck driver, so you can call me either one.
Okay.
But I drive from midnight to 12 every day.
Watch out for Jeff.
And the biggest problem is on Saturdays and Sundays, from what I've been hearing on the radio, is it'll do the first hour through Galvin's News, and then it'll start back over the first hour almost every weekend, Saturday and Sunday.
That's all right. Well, that lady said the same thing. So that's a possibility. Weekends are a different situation than the weekdays, so let's find out what's happening on the weekend.
Yeah.
All right. All right, Cecil Diesel, thank you, sir.
It's definitely the weekends. The weekdays are fine. Have a good one.
You too, pal. Keep on trucking. Let's go to Michael. Oh, boy. Michael, good morning. You're on the Mike Calta Show.
Is that me? It's Michelle.
Oh!
Sorry, Michelle. That
Diesel Diesel, Michael
bit.
Michelle.
Yeah.
That's okay. I got to say, kind of everybody's right, because usually during the week, I listen to Alexa all day every day, and that's where I listen to it through. But overnight, I hear it all the time. Usually on Friday night into Saturday, it does not play Fridays.
No, that's not.
And the weekends are 100% screwed up, which I talked to Mike Olivera about it like 2 weeks ago.
All right, hold on. What's happening, Carmen? What's happening on the weekends?
So Friday does not play Saturday morning. Friday plays Monday morning because we have different right, because we have different programming. So you won't hear that Saturday morning. That's not how it's scheduled.
Right. But that's the only one I catch with y'all's stuff. The whole weekend overnight, it's like nobody listens overnight from the station, because the weekends overnights are the biggest mess up of. They would play an hour of Roger and JP and repeat the same hour of Roger and JP right after.
That's a whole another hour of Monica.
Who's running this joint?
All right, well, we definitely have
everybody's
some.
Right in the whole mix.
Well,
you want me to conference John Brennan in on this, or what are we doing? We need to. Who do we need to talk to here?
I guess John will be the ultimate guy we'd have to talk to.
Joe, do we need to download the SD patch?
Yes, that is an absolute necessity.
Hang on, I'm downloading it now. There we go. Installed. There we go.
Done. Very good. Holy. I believe we got to the bottom of that, Carmen, correct?
I guess.
We got to the bottom that it's a big cluster F on the weekends, and sometimes our stuff works. And
it's hard for me. I mean, I don't care about it at all because it doesn't affect me. It's outside of my time. I don't get bonuses. I don't get ratings. I don't really care. But I obviously do care what the listeners are going through. I just don't know whose job it is to be the one to care. Like, why do I have to care about it? Like, who's the one that should be sitting up at night wondering if everything is working? Yeah. That's what I want to know.
Well, I do know this. John Brennan is the one who is was in charge of scheduling everything.
Yes.
Between him and Olivero. So those are the two people.
I can't realistically expect the program director to be sitting up at 1 o'clock right. in the morning to right. check. So, I mean, there needs to be somebody, the director of board ops, the board op, whoever is doing the overnight board op thing, because there is one for the building. That person right. should be told, go in there every hour and find out what's playing. I don't know, but we'll send a strongly worded email. I don't know.
Laura, we'll you will? There. Laura can have my key card because I don't need it anymore.
Yeah,
I don't
me either. Me either.
She's not allowed in here. Come on.
I don't need that.
Question.
Yeah.
Here's what I was in. So right now, we're not in the building.
Right.
Punch-Out is canceled.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's coming here to do the show right now.
Uh-huh.
Well, almost everybody. And there is no time. Like, I remember when COVID first happened, it was, hey, we're going to work at home till the fall.
Right.
Now we're coming up on a year. And there is no sign that everybody's moving forward. You could say fall again all you want, but there's no sign that that's happening. My contract is 1 year left starting in June. Will we ever be back in that building?
I don't know. Honestly, no. We don't need to, yeah.
No.
I mean,
I'm going to go ahead and say no.
I mean, obviously, look, I'm not – there'll be no contract countdown, this year. There's not like it has been in years past where, like, what will we do? I hope it just works and everything fixes itself and we stay here and we're all good. And that's what I think is going to happen, and that's what I hope happens. Let's just leave it at that. But what I'm saying is, if it doesn't, we may never have broadcast back in that building again.
You mean?
Well, I will take most of the people with me.
And Laura, yeah. And Diesel.
Ooh, this is an interesting situation. If I leave by choice or not by choice, but if I leave, who gets to go with me?
I mean, I do. For sure. Not that you'd want me to, but I'm no longer.
I would want to take the show 100% in its entirety. There's nobody that I'd be like,
are you Jerry Maguire-ing us right now? Mm-hmm. Who's coming with?
I got the fish in my hand, buddy. No, look. I'm gonna tell you right now. I don't know. I don't think that this is an. I don't think this is a good negotiation tactic for somebody who's, coming up on a contract here. I don't want to go anywhere. I enjoy working for this company. They've been nice to me. They pay me well. They leave me alone. It's pretty good. We're number one. I don't want to change anything. That's probably not the best thing to say, but that's the truth, and that's what I always say. So there you go. But there's also a case where, I mean, we have new owners of this company. We have new management in this company. They may be like, this guy doesn't look good. Pay him too much money. Let's get rid of him, And that may be the case. So at that point, who's coming with me?
Who's coming with me?
I'm in.
We're in, yeah.
100%.
What was her name? You. The receptionist.
I'm your receptionist.
I know you're coming. They fire me and firing you the next day.
Yeah. You're Renee Zellweger. You yeah. completely. Yeah.
You're the only reason I'm here now.
You're the kid with the human head. You can go.
Thank you.
You can go. No, I'm saying contractually.
Yeah.
You can go.
I'm
you
a free
can
agent.
Go.
Free
you
agent.
Go.
Free, yeah, we're all free here.
Oh, man. Calvin?
Yeah, I mean, I am under contract, and our contracts are different times.
We'll wait for you.
Of course, they did that on purpose,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
But what if they come to Galvin and go, hey, man, I mean, now is your time to shine. The Galvin Show, we give you more money, we put you on, and blah, blah, blah. We bring Seth back.
Oh, man. Christ.
Your favorite.
I'm just kidding. I'll replace you with Seth.
Okay. Do that. You should do that. You should definitely do that. It works great for people.
Everybody. Yeah.
No one. It has worked for no one.
It's the 90s thing to do.
Talk to Fishers. Yeah, that worked out. Okay, so, we wait. Then we do the Galvin countdown.
Yeah.
Galvin's coming. Galvin's coming. Galvin's coming. Galvin's coming.
I'm going to bring pizza when I show up, too.
Oh, yes.
Is there anybody else under contract that couldn't go right away?
On the show?
Yeah.
I don't know. Who else? Carmen, what is your deal?
Yes. I am under contract. And it doesn't line up.
But how long?
Can't be that long.
A few months.
Yeah. Carmen's coming. Carmen's coming. Carmen's coming.
Suck it, Gio. This is not your birthday anymore, jerk.
Yeah, but the problem is...
Piece of trash.
The problem is Gio comes first. Yeah. He rises in the ranks.
Oh.
And Carmen comes in months later. Like, did we even need her? Gio's, I mean, Gio would say
Gio's
that.
Gio's coming. Gio's coming.
That's okay.
Gio's coming.
Gross.
Friday night at his
save
house.
It, save it for dude night, weirdo.
Oh, my God. I didn't realize what I was saying.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah.
Get some. Gio says the same thing when he's doing it.
Get some.
I've made a terrible mistake.
It's a grievous error.
By the way, Carmen, grab that audio.
Yeah, I got it.
We're going to play it when Spanish is no longer on the show. Yeah.
After I pass away.
No, and Carmen should play it back-to-back overnight. Carmen, 100%, no matter where the show goes, I would want Carmen to be there.
Thank you.
No, that's real. That's legit. Carmen's one of my favorites.
I wish you well in your future endeavor.
Listen, I'll be graduated. I'll have my degree by then.
I'll be engaged.
Yeah. I'll be able to.
If not pregnant, married.
Oh.
Oh, Carmen, do me a favor.
No.
Please do me a favor. Look, can we get this out on the table right now?
What?
Because I can only say it in hypotheticals. If it was real, I couldn't say it legally.
What?
If you get pregnant, please quit.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't need that. I don't need you walking around with a fat belly and an attitude the whole time.
Oh.
And me legally not being able to yell at you and be mean to you anymore.
Trimester.
Mike, I'm looking at something. So is your contract June of 2022 is the end?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Then we're fine.
Oh, yeah. You're all lined up?
We're getting up to the year.
3 months.
Oh. Galvin's coming. Galvin's coming. Galvin's coming.
Galvin's coming. Well, you say it again. You're saying it again.
What?
Here, Spanish look. Spanish look over here.
Wait.
you got some on me, too.
I love it.
All right, well, we don't have to talk about this now for a year. I just was thinking about it last night.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
Because, I don't mean to brag, but I'm going to brag. I got invited to, they have those radio conventions?
Yeah.
Like the morning show boot camp.
Yeah, but no, a real one. It's not morning shows. It's like real.
Hello, Hoppy.
Hey,
what are you doing here?
Yeah, happy hour? Right this way.
Hello, open mouth Sally.
Yeah. Oh.
So excited to spend the weekend with you.
No, this is a talk radio one. Or, I don't know, it's a radio one, but I got invited to speak on a panel that is the Titans of Talk Radio.
Ooh, that's exciting.
It's exciting, and then all of a sudden you get a list of the other people on
it.
However, this time it's pretty impressive.
Do you guys get to wear crowns?
Well, it sucks because... It sucks. I'm going to hold the mace.
Chain.
No, it sucks because this year it's on Zoom. It's me. It's Tim Conway Jr., who is a big-time L.A. Radio guy. It's Bob from Bob. No, I don't know. Which one didn't leave, Bob or Tom? Tom. It's Tom Griswold from Bob and Tom. It is some other syndicated dudes. So
some guys that actually play for the Tennessee Titans.
No. So I was
and it's
like,
a guy from the Blind Side.
Yeah. I don't know. It's so funny because Mike McVay, who used to run Cumulus, is heading up the panel. So he reached out to us yesterday through email and said, these are some of the things we're going to be talking about. And I was like, I have no answers for any of these questions. They're going to be like, what do you do in order to prepare for this? How do you keep this going? I'm going to go, hey guys, I have no idea. I walk in the room 2 minutes before the show starts.
But do you know how many people that are also like you that you'll inspire to keep going that maybe they're like, if I can't do all this prep work, I'm not going to be good enough, which is not the case?
Well, here's the problem is just because you do half-ass doesn't mean you're going to be talented and do,
I agree with that.
Like,
yeah,
you have to be talented to walk in and be able to just go, yeah, here, we're going to go. We have a good show.
Yeah.
Because whenever I was looking for a new position before I got this one, I was looking, and there's so many ads that are like, we're looking for a prep monster. And you know what I do? I'd scroll to the next one ugh, prep monster.
Yeah.
Eat it.
Oh, one time they offered me a job in Sarasota. Sarasota in the 90s was doing a new morning show, and I was frustrated with the job that I was on. And they were like, we're doing a new morning show in Sarasota. You can come over here and be a co-host and executive producer. And I was like, okay, I like that, And they're like, yeah, so you'll be on the air like a co-host after every show, and you'll be the executive producer of the show, which we know you're good at. And then I was like, okay. And they're like, and you'll make the same money because it's, you know, you're not making much there and you'll have a better job. And they're like, well, we need you to go out on the weekends to do, get audio from high school football games.
Oh.
Like, yeah, I'm definitely not doing that. I was like, you gotta be kidding me.
What kind of audio?
I guess. I don't know what it was. I just was like, yeah, I'm going to tell you, no, I'm not doing it. No way I'm doing that.
That's weird.
Yeah, I remember watching one of those panels one time, and Wendy Williams was on it, because she used to do radio at Hot 97 in New York.
Okay.
Yeah, well, it was back when she was a woman. She was like a young, hot chick at the time. She had long fingernails, and she was wearing like a Cardi B jumpsuit. And I had never heard her on the radio, but I knew her name. And she was like an up-and-comer in the radio. Everybody loved her because she was so honest and all. This is before she did her own morning show or whatever she did. And they would ask her questions about prep, and she was so arrogant and ignorant to it. She's like, I don't prep for the show. And they were like, well, what do you do? And she goes, I just read magazines during my shift, and I talk about things that I see. And they're like, yeah, dummy, that's prep for your show. I remember Tom from Bob and Tom were like, that's prep, you idiot.
Yeah.
She
didn't know the buzzwords.
She didn't understand really what the process was, you know.
Hang on, guys. We got to go live to Mike Kelta. He's out with the high school football team. Mike, what do you got going on?
Jimmy Matthews threw for 244 yards today. We're here with Jimmy. Jimmy, how did it feel to go out there against Northwest Lakeland and break the records of Sarasota County?
It felt pretty good. My dad played here, and his dad played here. You know, I'm hoping to go to college, maybe a JCC or something.
I'm sorry, Jimmy. Can you speak up? I can't hear you. The band's walking by.
I like to show the football.
Okay. All right, best of luck to you, Jimmy. And hey, keep those grades up, Jimmy.
Oh, my God.
Will do, Mike.
Great. Nailed it.
That was my job. All right, we got to take a break. It's Friday. Let's get this show moving today. Everybody excited about 6 and 9?
Spanish? That's too loud.
I'm sorry.
I have 5 to go.
Yep.
What do we no, it's 6 and 9. I have 6 to go.
Galvin, I have literally been staring at the page for 2 days.
Oh, I haven't even looked at it. I sent it to you guys, and I have not even looked at it. And then on the way in, I went, oh, yeah, 6 and 9. I'll get it done. Don't worry. It'll be gold.
I was watching.
Carmen, how dare you roll your eyes at me?
Wait, what?
I caught you.
No, I'm reading an email.
Oh.
I was watching a great movie last night that I've seen 8,000 times. That is Rush with Thor.
Uh-huh.
The driver, the indie car racing movie. And I'm like, all right, I know this movie, so I'll put it on in the background. I'll just sit here and I'll write. And half hour, I just kept reading the same jokes over, or same storylines over and over and over again. I was also texting with Justin Stengel. I was going to be like, hey, you're not working.
Yeah.
Can you help me?
Oh, it hurt. Okay, well, we're going to do it either way. 6 and 9.
Oh, yeah, that'll be good.
At 9 o'clock. We'll take a quick break, get some Mike Cal to show.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.